You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Alexander Mitrovic to score and Newcastle to win is 9-1. Wayne Rooney to score and Manchester United to win in the market at 3-1. Derek, Newcastle United out of the FA Cup in the third round yet again. They've got a wretched record in the competition. They've now gone four games without scoring as well. In fact, they've lost their last four games 1-0 at Newcastle United, and their last win came in mid-December against Spurs. We know that Newcastle have a tendency to raise their game against the better sides, and particularly when it's televised as well, Derek, as this one is.
Yeah, that's it. You've hit the nail on the head. I looked at this fixture. I looked at the way Newcastle have been playing. I thought, even though United haven't been, you know, pulling up any trees, I thought, I'll go for United here. And then that was before I saw the odds, and 5-6 United away from home. I just can't go for them. They're not a team that's playing well enough to merit those kind of odds, even at Newcastle, after 4-1-0 defeats. The thing about Newcastle, Dave, is that we know they're capable of better, because we saw it as recently as December, those two great results in a matter of days against Tottenham and Liverpool. You know, you can't back against Newcastle and be sure that they're as hopeless as the odds imply, because they are capable. And I think that Man United come into town in a midweek fixture live on TV, I think that's just what they need to get out of their current spell in the doldrums. And I just think 4-1 is taking a bit of a chance. Your odds compilers there, I really do. I know that they were poor again at the weekend in the Cup. But they are capable. They're not like an Aston Villa who you can back against, you know, with impunity. That Newcastle can do it on occasions, and I'm taking a chance that they'll do it this week against Man United.
4-1 Newcastle for Derek. Wayne Rooney, if you're looking at the headline offer, 3-1 for him to score and Manchester United to win. He's got a good record against Newcastle. He scored 12 Premier League goals against the Toon. He's only scored more against Aston Villa, 13 he's got against Villa, scored against Swansea of course, and scored against Sheffield United in his last couple of games, but he hasn't scored in successive league games since November 2014. This could be dire, this fixture, Lee, if Manchester United continue to play that brand of unimaginative football under Louis van Gaal.
Yeah, it's so the Sheffield United game was difficult, wasn't it? Difficult watch. Sheffield United did very well, to be fair. I mean, away from home, it's a bit different for Man U. We're not seeing exactly the same as what we've seen. They obviously went to Stoke and were well beaten on their last away trip, back on Boxing Day. They were two down within half an hour, weren't they? How they would have given for a 0-0 draw at half time that day. You know, they lost to Bournemouth, remember? Stanislas scored after 2 minutes there. Went to Leicester, conceded after 24 minutes there. You know, there were early goals in their win against Watford away from home. So we've seen a different kind of match when Manchester United go on their travels. Hard to predict what Newcastle do, but I find it hard to disagree with Eric on that 4-1. It does look attractive. I won't be taking the 4-1, but I think the +1 for Newcastle is even money. And I think that's a decent bet. You know, given that they're at home, I think there will be, you know, a night match under the floodlights, all the stuff that Derek said about that home crowd will get them going. I think that's a decent one. I like the over 2.5 here as well at 11-10.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, Newcastle, obviously, you know, they're capable of scoring goals. I think it'll be a more open game. You know, Man United, the over 2.5 isn't landing every away game, but it's landed in a fair few. You know, you look at their away performances this year, lost 2-1 at Swansea, beat Southampton 3-2, lost 3-0 to Arsenal, beat Everton 3-0, 2-1 at Watford, the 2-1 at Bournemouth. So there are only a few games where it hasn't landed. I think the 11-10. And I think maybe, you know, they'll be stirred into having a go. I think Newcastle will come out of them. I think Man United will prefer to play on the break than they do trying to break down the walls that are put up in front of them by the teams like Sheffield United. So I'll play the +1 Newcastle, but I do like that over 2.5 as well.
I keep thinking this about Manchester United. I keep thinking at some point they're going to play an attractive brand of football and it will go over 2.5.
But you look at the stats. I mean, Sky have been going on about this, you know, the nils at home. But you look at, you know, the amount of shots they've had on goal in those first halves compared to the second halves, there's barely anything between the two of them. So, you know, I think it's like 39 shots in the first halves at Man United, 49 in the second half. It's just a case of one of them going in, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what about that was that 2-1 at the weekend?
9-4, I think it was, wasn't it?
9-4, yeah.
I thought it was 5-2, actually.
Was it? Yeah.
Whatever.
Unbelievable.
Who cares? It was a great statistical bet, wasn't it?
Yep, yep, it landed. Newcastle versus Manchester United, then the televised game on Tuesday night.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.